Both the Forest Service and cavers want to stop white nose syndrome from reaching Rocky Mountain states, but opinions on how to stop the spread vary greatly. With the disease on Colorado's doorstep, Forest Service spokesperson Janelle Smith says the agency has decided to keep caves closed to the public for a third year.
Western Oklahoma is actually the furthest west that it's been detected, and it's the fungus that causes white nose syndrome that has been confirmed.
Scientists think that the disease is spread from bat to bat, but humans entering caves have been known to carry fungal residue in clothing and equipment.
The caving community doesn't feel that it's the most effective approach.
Derek Bristol is chair of the group Colorado Cave Survey. Like the public, they too have been excluded from caves for the past 2 years. Bristol says closing 30,000 abandoned mines and the hundreds of caves in the Rocky Mountain region unnecessarily cuts off access for their group. Instead, he favors specific closures of caves that bats are known to use for activities like hibernation and maternity roosts.
The caving community could be an ally in helping to enforce closure of sensitive sites, but since they've chosen to go the route of blanket closure order of all caves, they've really alienated the caving community by doing that.
But the U.S. Forest Service is allowing exemptions for active members of the Alabama-based National Speleological Society and Kentucky-based Cave Research Foundation, even with this year's emergency order. Spokesperson Janelle Smith says individuals and other groups like Colorado Cave Survey can also apply for exemptions.
We definitely are requiring written permission from the forest supervisor to authorize an activity that's approved. People who get that permission will be able to enter the caves.
The exact details of that process are being decided right now. Smith says the agency will focus on visits that add to scientific understanding of the disease. In the meantime, researchers are still trying to figure out how exactly to halt the spread of white nose syndrome. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.